The Road Home by Rose Tremaine. Read by Juliet Stevenson. On the coach, Lev chose a seat near the back, and he sat huddled against the window, staring out at the land he was leaving, at the fields of sunflowers scorched by the dry wind, at the pig farms, at the quarries and rivers, and at the wild garlic growing green at the edge of the road. Lev wore a leather jacket and jeans, and a leather cap pulled low over his eyes, and his handsome face was grey-toned from his smoking, and in his hands he clutched a dented pack of Russian cigarettes. He would soon be 43. After some miles, as the sun came up, Lev took out a cigarette and stuck it between his lips, and the woman sitting next to him, a plump, contained person with moles like splashes of mud on her face, said quickly, "I'm sorry, but there is no smoking allowed on this bus." Lev knew this, had tried to prepare himself mentally for the long agony of it, but even an unlit cigarette was something that had promise in it, and all he could be bothered to do now was to nod, just to show the woman that he wasn't going to cause trouble, because there they would have to sit for 50 hours or more, side by side with their separate aches and dreams, like a married couple. And then later, when they finally arrived in London, they would probably separate with barely a word or a look. Walk out into a rain.